Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, or they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace, peace, welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Malcolm. This is the artist formerly known as the Black Dot in our Halloween colors.
In our Halloween All Hallows colors.
All right. Ooh. For the people who were weirded out last episode.
We had a theme every week.
Every show, all right?
Go back to the last four or five shows and you can see there was a theme. There was a method to the madness.
Trying to color coordinate so you can see all the colors we got.
Try to color coordinate. And so the orange and black representing All Hallows, we thank you for being here with us.
Absolutely.
Delaware is in the building early. I see y'all. Peace. New Haven is in the building.
Oakland
is in the building.
Chi-Town was good.
Chi-Town, what's up? Yes.
Thank you guys for joining us. Cincy.
Yeah.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Madison, Wisconsin. Your team is not looking. I got some issues out there.
I got some issues out there.
You better make some calls, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, get some more Negroes. Yeah. You can run real fast.
Watts, Alabama, Newark.
Newark.
Jersey, Phoenix.
Yep.
Somebody said Palestine in the building. Okay.
All okay, right. Palestine is in the building. That's
ATL,
what we're talking
y'all got
about.
Some issues. Y'all got some issues too. And Keith Lee,
yeah, Keith
is
Lee.
There to expose it.
He's there to let that thing, he let that thing go. You know what I mean? I'm going to start doing full reviews.
He's leaving a trail of dust in his path.
Yeah, I'm going to start getting at people.
You know what I'm saying? But thank you guys for joining us. Appreciate you for being here.
Yes.
Let's start off another week strong. Shouts out to our morning meetup crew.
Our morning meetup crew.
All right. Today is day 30. 30 days straight.
30 days straight. Non-interruption up. People are in there 60 deep. People are watching the replays. And we're having real, honest, open conversations. If you are a member, just log in. Get up.
Yeah, just come check us out.
Get your journal and come check us out. And because it is really a moving experience.
You have no idea.
I had no idea it was going to be like this.
Yeah.
And so we are very thankful. Dominican Republic in the building. Shout out. We are very thankful for.
Absolutely.
And those are the things you can't quantify.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Those kind of experiences. I'm meeting a lot of interesting people from around the country.
Who've lived some interesting lives.
Interesting lives, yeah. who rock with us, who support us. And so it has really, really been a great thing. Today is the Day of the Dead, All Hallows.
Yeah.
Before Halloween kicks in tomorrow. This is the day when the underground, the underworld opens up and our ancestors walk the earth again. It's spooky for those who think it's spooky. You know, these connections that we have with everything that is important that we stay in tune, you know what I'm saying, with that.
Do you have to be on cam? No, everybody's not on cam.
No, everybody's not on cam. The ones who want to be on cam are, and the ones who don't. They just, you just see an abbreviation of their names.
Yeah.
And, you know, they speak their piece.
If you want to speak, you can speak. If you don't,
if something, a lot of people in there just listen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's really great. It's 6:30 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah.
Have to, you know, note that. But we have people in there from London. It's the afternoon for them.
Yeah.
You know, so we have people in there from the West Coast, people in there from the Central time.
Yeah.
Where it's 5:30 Central.
And on weekends, it's 9 o'clock.
And on weekends, it's...
Thank you for the hoodies. Thank you for the comments. Somebody said the hoodies are top notch.
Thank you. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
I also have and David Williams, I'll help out with your membership. But I have a favor to ask to everybody who's listening.
Uh-oh.
If you've gotten a planner and you love your planner, if you've gotten a hoodie, if you love your hoodie, send us a review or a video testimony. We'd love to hear from you guys. We appreciate your patience. So if you are up to it, I'm just asking, we would appreciate it. And that is my ask.
Yes. That's important for us as a small entity and business to have what we call social proof.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah. To show that the quality of these huggies, these joints right here hug you, bro. Mm-hmm. This shit is almost like a coat. You know what I mean? And so... you know, and then it's the harvest moon. It's a new moon. It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So the energy is really, really great if you know how to take full advantage of that.
I like your new haircut.
Thank you.
I do like where you're going with this.
You see, I decided to switch it up. Yeah. There's no little fade on it.
You know what's crazy? I almost told my barber to give me a taper, and then I said, he already did it. I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it.
Okay. Yeah.
But so I like the fade. I do like it.
Thank you.
It's different.
Appreciate it. You know, I got a photo shoot coming up one day. So, you know, I've been hired to do some modeling.
Okay.
I want to, you know, switch it up a little bit.
Change it up. I like it.
So what else is going on? This weekend, I went to a one-year-old party.
Oh, yes.
Shout out my brother Dave. His granddaughter's name is, I think, Tyree.
Yes.
I'm gonna screw that up.
Yeah.
So I had a kid with me, Noble.
Yeah.
And we had a good time. It was very hot that day.
It was.
And so the character came out as Abby.
Yes, Abby Cadabby from Sesame Street.
Abby Cadabby was in a whole full suit. Yeah. And I know she was in there burning.
Mm-hmm.
She had to be burning because I was sitting there with regular stuff on, burning.
Yeah.
But that's what you get hired to do the job.
Yep.
Gotta do the job.
And Noble ran them into the ground.
Oh, yeah, he did.
And you know what I did? I sat.
He did.
I sat back and chilled.
And
watched you guys figure that out.
Yep. But
I sat back and chilled.
I was ready for it. That looks 2 months younger. Okay, I'll take anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you look good, man.
Appreciate it.
All right, so we did a roll call. We don't forget to visit Shop UrbanX. Oh, real quick. If you are on our email list... and you're on our text message list. Keep an eye out. That's all I'm saying.
Oh yeah, we're not making no public announcements.
Just keep an eye out.
If you're on the email list, text message list, and of course, if you're a member, super dope announcement coming for you.
All right. So let's get to it.
Yeah. Where's my scan? Do I have my little scan piece there? My little fancy thing? Oh yeah, you can.
We fancy.
Oh, no, we're getting fancy now.
We fancy. So if you want to text us, you want to get on our text message list.
Yeah, get that bomb.
Scan the screen right there.
Scan that screen.
Unless you're watching it on your phone, then
you
can't do that. But if you're on the computer,
gotta
you watch
your
TV.
Friend's phone to scan. Yeah, it gets real complicated.
It gets weird.
It gets weird.
But let's get started.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So I just got word. So we've talked about Magic Johnson a couple times, possibly buying BET. He did buy it. Apparently, he did not buy it.
Okay.
And he is officially now a billionaire.
Man, it took him a long time.
$1.5 billion on the Forbes list.
Okay.
That's
a big accomplishment.
That is huge.
That is a huge accomplishment for him, who's been in the game a very, very long time. You know what I'm saying? He's a businessman for 30 years now. You know what I mean?
He's only the fourth athlete billionaire.
Who are the other three?
The other three, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Tiger Woods.
Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Tiger Woods. Wow.
Yeah.
And so now Magic Johnson finally makes that list.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to give him a double clap for that. All right.
Yep.
I guess this football deal in particular is probably what took him over the top.
I think so. So I can go into it. So it said he became a majority shareholder in Magic Johnson's enterprise portfolio. That's hovering around total assets around $16 billion and $26 billion. And those annual revenues come in around $2.6 billion according to Forbes. And he has money in NFTs, real estate, and PepsiCo as well.
Okay.
What else?
Someone said, Coach Wayne said he thought Junior Bridgman was a billionaire. I think he might be close.
Who that?
He used to play for the Milwaukee Bucks.
He has the
Wendy's or something. One of the fast food.
Okay.
A lot of fast food restaurants. I'm not sure he's reached that point yet. But he's probably very close if he's not.
That's dope.
And Magic Johnson may be the most business savvy of all of the people we mentioned in terms of how many ventures he's been involved with. See, we know Tiger, that's golf.
Yeah.
All golf.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan is all sneakers for the most part. He has a diversified portfolio because he had the Charlotte Hornets and stuff. LeBron James is the only active billionaire player.
That's crazy.
Everything is a billionaire. He balling.
Yeah, nobody even talks about that. That's crazy.
It's a phenomenal task. And Magic Johnson has taken the longest, but he's been through Starbucks. He's been through movie theaters. Mm. He's been through so many different ventures. And so I have nothing negative to say about this without me having to get into, you know, I'm not going to do that today.
Thank you.
It's Halloween. Yeah. I'm not going to. As a matter of fact, Mama Dot, why you out there? Put up a pumpkin or something. Yeah. Put some stuff down there.
I saw reports about the BET deal that didn't happen. He said the company that was trying to sell it, like the offer that was made to him was disrespectful. It was insulting.
Okay.
He said they were trying to sell it to him for something that it wasn't worth.
Right.
I'm lying. That was Tyler Perry.
I was getting a little confused.
Tyler Perry,
I remember Tyler Perry was in position to buy that.
But I thought, for some reason,
you're trying to bait me, Christopher Perkins. It's not going to work.
I thought, what's his name was a billionaire a long time ago? Magic. I just thought it happened a while ago.
I just assume it did as well. And so I'm very surprised that it took, somebody says Shaq could be up next because Shaq put his name on everything. God damn.
But you know what's crazy? I think because we hear, like, we kind of like, the way the media, I think the media inflates a lot of people's net worths.
Okay.
So we just hear billionaire just thrown around so much. I think we don't take into account how hard it is
to do that. Okay. And then for us in particular, see, when you talk Elon Musk and these guys who got $450 billion.
Yeah, something
whatever,
crazy.
Something crazy to see that we're, so when I told people we're at the top of the bottom, like, you know what I mean? Granted, if you lift up the barrel, you'll find us. Mm-hmm. But the rest of these guys, even at $1 billion, is not as much money as you think it is because it's not all liquid. Mm-hmm. And you can run through $1 billion trying to fix up a housing project. So when people say so-and-so should build up a housing project or take you a billion, that means you don't understand money. Yeah. You don't understand any of this stuff. And because you literally can, I can go back to Cedric Projects right across the street where I live and say, I'm fixing everybody's apartment up. Everybody gonna get new paint, refrigerators. And they be like, yeah, so that'll be $742 million. Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
How about 742,000? I mean, I could.
Yeah.
No, sir, you don't understand. And so it's not as much money. It's an accomplishment that we should be upset about on the Claude Anderson tip,
mm-hmm. okay.
and proud, because somebody has to get there.
Yeah.
And there has to be 10 and 15 and 20 bottom level billionaires before we can move up the mm-hmm. ladder on a grander scale, at least economically speaking.
So what do you say to the people that say there should not be any billionaires?
Based on the way capitalism is structured, there are always going to be billionaires. There are always going to be those who reap the benefits of their talent, reap the benefits of opportunities.
Leverage labor.
That's just how America is structured.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And even in other countries, if you are oil, you got money coming out your hands and feet. And so unless you're talking socialism, where everybody's doing the same thing and your talent, imagine being a basketball player and you make no more money than me and I'm in the crowd.
I tried to make that point last week.
Okay.
And somebody, because I said, I think capitalism, for all its faults, I'm not saying it's perfect. I think it does drive innovation, because people, if they see there's monetary gain to create the next game-winning app,
why am I motivated to do that
yes.
if it doesn't add any monetary value to my life?
And I'm just talking earthly stuff.
Now, if you want to talk humanity and what we're all supposed to be adding something, and your skill set is your skill set. So in a utopia, right, they're saying, if you're a violin player, you just play the violin, man.
Right.
Everybody eats. Everybody got the same money. But your skill set is a violin.
Mm-hmm.
That's your skill.
Yeah.
If you play ball, boom, and you dunking on people. So that's your skill set.
Yeah.
I'm coming to the game. I make just as much money as you do.
Yeah.
We all get a ration
of
so-and-so, but that's your skill set. My skill set could be writing or something. And so then, you know, it just is what it is. But, you know, then how would things look?
Exactly.
How would so-and-so look bragging about how much money they got?
Yeah.
Or, you know, how would your bars be if, dude, I got the same stuff you got, son? What, you know?
And then I think, like, who decides who gets what? And then that leads to another conversation about corruption. So y'all just giving, like, so, but you still got all of, like,
of course.
You know what I mean?
Don't worry about what we got over here.
Y'all get even.
This is for you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
You all guys, how much was the stimulus check? You all guys got $1,200.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to go one more. Don't say you didn't benefit off this. You got your money.
Yeah.
You got your PPP loans. Fall back.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we made billions. But that ain't your issue.
That's not your business.
So, I mean, you know.
You get what I'm saying? So,
And so that goes back to my theory. You out the window, 4 a.m, shooting 5,000 jump shots. I'm smoking weed.
Yeah.
We make the same money, nigga. Why are you out there, Wayne?
Yeah, so what does that do for...
Yeah, I mean,
what does that do for people? Like, how, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, people, they try to eat better to live longer to do. Yeah, you get what I'm saying? They work out to look better, to get the girl.
It is a quagmire.
You get what I'm saying?
It's a quagmire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a tough situation. It's a tough situation.
I got to wash for a week and I still got the same amount of money as you.
You know what I'm saying? You pulling up. I'm pulling up.
Yeah. So it's a weird conversation.
Yeah. So it becomes weird.
Yeah.
And so, those who are into the utopia world, where everyone's even, there's no violence. There's no need for violence. There's no need for violence.
Yeah,
we got the same shit. So yeah. I don't have nothing unless you want what I got. Yeah. Like, you got 12 apples for the day and 3 oranges, and I got the same, and you want mine.
Mm-hmm. And then I start charging for you.
Then, yeah, you know what I mean?
You want an extra one?
You want an extra one, I and mean, then that's yeah. how the shit start.
Yeah.
Girlfriend ain't got nothing. Yeah. I got a lot of apples. Yeah. What you want to do
yeah.
for these apples? Mm-hmm. Now, me and her go in the tent. She come out with four extra apples. How did that happen?
How did that happen?
Now capitalism has begun.
Yeah.
Now another chick get jealous. Yeah. How she get? And now shit is on and popping.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
Listen, man.
Yo, side note. So I went to an Indian restaurant the other day.
Are you still shitting?
No, I'm not. It was incredible.
Really?
Oh my gosh. I found a new, like, I love Indian food. It was incredible.
Really? What you have?
Buttered chicken.
Buttered chicken.
It's not what you think. It's called buttered chicken rice. And then it's called naan bread. Garlic naan bread. Fire, bro. Fire.
Did they treat you like cow?
No.
You are a black man.
They were dope.
You are a drug dealer, yes. Nah. You are a drug dealer.
Nah, it was mad good.
Bring him, yes.
No, I don't know what I've been missing all these years.
Yes, and you didn't shit. And if you didn't shit for 3 days, you
it
didn't
wasn't
have,
3 days. No, man,
you didn't have Indian so food. Fun. Indian food is supposed to blow your ass out, from what I understand.
I was in a nice restaurant.
Oh, you was in an uppity. Was,
yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Upscale Indian joint. All right.
Just saying.
All right.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So this conversation about capitalism, I think it goes right into this Keith Lee situation, right? Mm-hmm. So Keith Lee, we actually spoke about him a couple months ago because he actually went viral on TikTok for giving these food reviews. He would go to like these mom and pop stores, give reviews, blow them up. They would have a whole bunch of service and customers there. Like the owners is like, yo, Grape Farm almost had to close down in a couple months because it was looking slow.
Yes.
And you bought a bunch of service. And we talked. Like, we literally, if you can find the episode, I was worried that he would become compromised because of so many of how successful he was making some of these restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? They were mom and pop stores. I'm like, yo, what's stopping him from taking some bread?
You know, under the table. Yo, go in there and give me a good review because the bottom line is we trying to move that bottom line.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he's been giving like really, really honest reviews. If the food is not up to par, if the service is not up to par, he's letting you know. So it was a big deal that he was going to Atlanta.
Right.
Atlanta. Right? And he was going to the restaurants. He was going to the big spots, the famous spots. He's going to the mom and pop spots. But he's going to the big spots. And that's where stuff is getting wild. Because if you've been to Atlanta restaurants, you know the wait time could be an hour and a half, 2 hours. Oh. Shout out to Isaiah Brand. He sent me a spot when we went out there. Wait was 2 hours. I said, we can't do that.
Nah, I can't wait for 2 hours.
I can't wait for 2 hours, bro.
I'll go to the Waffle House quick.
Feel me? And they got a bunch of rules. You can't come in. No party over five. Oh, a party over five is an automatic tip of $300, but no more parties over four. Like, the rules contradict themselves.
If you order takeout, you can't wait at the bar. You got to wait out. Just really, really Atlanta shit. Like,
real crazy waits. And then, as apparently, there's a lot of special treatment towards celebrities. So he's not going in. He's sending his family to go in.
Right.
And then they get him treated a certain way. Then he comes in. He went to a restaurant. He went to Old Lady Gang. That is Candy Burris's restaurant.
Okay.
Right? You guys know Candy. She was on Atlanta Housewives, right? Mm-hmm.
That was she?
Yeah. Right? He went into her restaurant. Hour and a half wait. The family went in. Hour and a half wait. They came out, told him. And then they couldn't order ahead, no reservation, nothing like that. He went in and said, oh, we can get to the table in 5 minutes. We could.
Yes.
And he's like, that's
and
not.
Milk and Honey. What spot is called?
It's another one, the real Milk and Honey. He went in on them too.
And they doubled down on their bullshit.
Yes,
we'll talk about that. Yes.
So I saw a lot of people from Atlanta who've been living in Atlanta. They have been co-signing with what Keith Lee has been talking about. He goes, yo, it's really bad out here. And the service, right? We have this stigma. We already have a stigma with black business.
Yes.
Right? And then the service. And then I saw somebody really good talk about it. They said, Atlanta, it's dressed up like, you know, the black Wakanda and stuff like that, the real life Wakanda. But he said it's a capitalist, like, hellhole. Like, everybody is trying to get over, so they don't hire enough help. Mm-hmm. They don't hire, they don't spend a lot of money on their cook, on their food and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just on the aesthetics of the restaurant so you can take pictures. So this could be the it spot. But other than that, the restaurants don't have it and stuff like that. So Keith Lee, it got them shaking. He is leaving a trail of bodies in his wake.
Yes. And from what I understand, like you said, he don't go into these places.
Yeah.
And so because he wants authentic reviews and customer service is everything. Side note, I got to get personal real quick. Right. So if you sign up for a yearly membership with us, I'm signing up for the year. I don't have to worry about it. When that year comes back around, it automatically renews.
Bro.
And so what happens is, we have people who are going, what the hell? And instead of contacting us, because if you contact us and say, yo, I don't want to renew, we'll gladly give you your money back. When you call PayPal and say this is a fraudulent charge, it makes us look like we out here walling. And that we would never do. And I know how it is because we purchase stuff for the year here. So I might have a computer software. It might be $1,100.
And then it'll hit.
And then it'll hit and we forget that shit is coming. I'll be like, what? Do we need this shit? So I know what it's like to get a $100 or $50 charge you didn't expect. Contact us first. Yo, sorry, fellas. My money funny right now. I ain't gonna be able to renew. I'll give you $50 back. Don't contact your bank and go, I don't know what this charge is. This is fraudulent. Don't do that because it makes us look like we crazy.
Yeah.
We have the receipts.
And we have the receipts that say you signed up.
Yearly. Or monthly. That's another one because people didn't realize that the membership was
I don't know
monthly.
Why they didn't. They thought they was gonna pay $5 for the whole year.
Yeah.
Right? Somebody just purchased a goddamn red hat. It's delivered. And they still contacted their bank for a chargeback. Don't do that.
Please.
Now, back to my man. I think what he does is honorable as long as it remains about integrity.
Yeah.
The minute he gets compromised, because I'm getting ready to compromise him. This is how we're going to do it. You, honestly, y'all walk in the restaurant. Right? And y'all say, because I'll be there, and y'all be like, yo, that's that dude that be with, you know what I'm saying, Keith Lee. That's his number one guy. And you make sure that the people hear you. I'm not Keith Lee's guy, but they don't know that.
Gotcha.
Right this way, sir. Right this way.
Gotcha.
Next thing you know, I'm sitting there checking out the Avian. So, would you like some more sauce? Yeah. I would like some more gravy. Sure. Can you bring out more biscuits? Biscuits, right this way. More biscuits. And I'll be sitting there like.
Yeah.
And then I walk out. Yeah. No charge. No charge for you, sir. No, are you sure? No charge. Thank you. And I'll be on my way.
I'm with it. Let's do it.
We can pull that off. Come on.
Do that.
Son.
Yeah.
Y'all just be like, yo, that's that dude be with Keith Lee, son. That's his main.
No, because he don't show his family on camera.
But what I'm saying is.
Uncle. We can say he was his
that's
uncle.
My point. That's Keith Lee's uncle. I think I saw Keith Lee in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I ain't really sure, son. And you just make sure y'all having a conversation that they can hear. And I'll start just eating free wherever I go. But I can't do that in a Chinese restaurant. What you want?
Yeah.
Look, nigga, I'm here with Keith Lee. What you want, a fly lice or you don't want a fly lice? You want a French fly or you want a white fly?
People been on Twitter, they've been asking, like, they've been talking about if he was to come to your city, what restaurant would he, like, completely just shit on? Somebody said Footprints. I love Footprints.
I like Footprints, too.
I like Footprints.
If he go to Applebee's, them motherfuckers.
Nah, like, what's a restaurant here that's, like, everybody talks about, but it ain't really that good. Or
Sylvia's. The food ain't that good in Sylvia's.
That's,
I'm not gonna lie.
It's a little salty. It's a little sodium. They have you.
Yeah, you have me like this. Like, one time I ate some fish in there and I couldn't turn my motherfucking mouth up. The waiter was, I was like, excuse me? Like, bring me some water. Like, a lot of that shit. The fuck is going on with the fish in this
You said Lighthouse? He would have comments about the
setup.
The setup. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of niggas happening. That food is good, though.
No, the food's good. But remember, service has to match food.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's all got to be the same. And we just saw a comedian, I forget his name, say The reason he do it that way, because they don't want celebrity treatment. They want your restaurant to treat everybody the same.
Absolutely.
And that's tough to do.
Yeah.
It's really tough to do.
Somebody said Manas. Hey, that food is nasty.
Who?
Manas, remember?
What was
Manas? It's in Harlem.
Oh, no, don't eat that shit.
That food's nasty.
Don't eat that shit.
I'm sorry. Okay, so this sparked another conversation. Is he tearing down black business?
I don't think so.
Mm.
I don't think so. Listen, if we have to have business, I love when I go into an establishment and I get treated well.
Mm-hmm.
If we mess your order up here, huh?
Where did we go that day? In
Harlem. Oh,
Melba's?
No. Oh, yeah.
Melba's was nice.
Melba's was good, yeah.
Melba's.
I like Melba's.
We got good service in there. It was a lot of happy people in there.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes with the territory.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But they were nice to me.
Yeah.
Very nice. One dude, I thought he was trying to... he was cute, too. I thought this nigga was trying to come on to me. I'm
pause.
Like, nigga, you are a pretty man. Bring my fucking food. You see me here with my lady. Don't gaze into my eyes, nigga. Bring the fucking spring rolls. Fuck wrong with y'all? It's your cute little ass. Go on, bring my extra gravy.
Come on, man.
I'm just saying.
Come
some
on.
Some niggas is cute, man. Some niggas is cute, man. God damn, that's a cute man. Pause. It is thanks. It is Halloween.
This
is
something you can't even say pause to. Like, that's that's like.
It's cute,
you
man.
You crossed the line.
I don't want to get my Dwight Howard on it.
Oh, my God.
That's cute, man. That motherfucker was cute. That nigga had a good haircut, smelling good and shit. Strawberries and shit. Look at this shit here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Pause. So, now Jesus pause. Christ.
Pause before they put that clip on.
Oh, no, it's happening. It's happening.
Social media.
It's happening. You did it to yourself.
The new black dot was, you know what I'm saying? Listen, in his own words. Listen to his own words.
Yeah.
Yeah, niggas get all
I'm going to slow it down.
Slow it down. Listen. Listen to what he said. I don't want to put words in his mouth. Listen. He said that nigga was cute. That nigga, cut.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Anywho. Service is good service.
Mm-hmm.
If we mess your order up, we trying our best.
And it's hard. The restaurant business is already
and the
hard.
The restaurant, because it's oversaturated.
Yeah, they said like, so somebody broke down the numbers. They said like if somebody comes in, there's like an 80% chance that they don't come back, right? Just off
the
whim. Yes,
off the whip.
And if they do come back, it's like a 60% chance they don't come back a third time. So you have to, you can't like have a good day. You have to be good
all the time. All the time.
That's insane.
Like when I go to Shacky Burger, Virgin Burger. What the fuck that spot?
Oh, you're talking about Slutty Vegan.
Slutty Vegan. Shacky Burger. Virgin Burger. That's a bit much. That's a bit much for me. Bling bling bells. Hey, look who's coming in.
You're talking about he's cute. You like it there.
Hi. Happy.
You look like it there.
Look who's getting the burger. Hi. Pipe it the fuck now. I just came from work. I just want to eat, man. I don't want all that extra shit. Bling, 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 bling. Would you like a happy ending, sir? What? Yeah, I just have my own particulars. That's all.
Oh,
I'm
my
saying.
God.
That's all I'm saying. Anywho. That's going to be a viral clip. Somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody said, Lord Jamal about to be on your head.
Son, if it's gonna get us 100,000 clicks,
we need to start doing anything for
you. I'll take it.
It's true.
I'll be sitting like this. I said it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Before we go to commercial break, though.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sound.
Before we go to commercial break, though.
Urban X.
Let's talk about Flavor Flav. I put Flavor Flat on the title.
You put Flavor Flat. Huh?
Flavor Flat on the title. Flavor Flav was. He sung the national anthem at the Bucks game?
Yeah, Milwaukee Bucks.
Milwaukee Bucks game. What was that about?
Professor Griff sent me the clip.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, he was not happy.
I can just hear Griff's voice. Look at this shit, Dot. See what I'm saying? See the shit I had to fucking deal with, Dot? Anyway. And so it's a lot to unpeel in reference to, first of all, he's singing the national anthem. He said it was always a dream of his to sing the national anthem. I want to preface this by saying I put Public Enemy here. Let's just put the whole group here in terms of how important they were, mm-hmm. how significant they were, what they stood for, by now transitioning out of a civil rights movement, you know what I mean, that was destroyed by disco era, mm-hmm. by blaxploitation movies. Hip-hop in its earliest stages began to reemerge, and the platform was now ripe for us to transition into what we call edutainment.
Okay.
You know, entertaining, or, you know, educating through entertainment. And that's what KRS-One, Brand Nubian, X-Clan, Poor Righteous Teachers, Lakim Shabazz, Big Daddy King. So many were taking full advantage. And I kind of felt Public Enemy was the epitome of that. Right? Chuck D had the voice. Right? Mm-hmm. Griff had the knowledge. And Flavor Flav had the energy. Mm-hmm. And so even when I had my conversations with Griff about Flav, I was trying to get him to see what that represents in the grand scope of things.
Okay.
Why Flavor Flav was important at those concerts, because Griff was too black, too strong. Mm-hmm. Chuck D would get out there and start scolding and chastising and stop the music and damn near go through a whole speech, and you're there for a concert. Mm. And I thought Flav added the entertainment for knuckle draggers who were not able to fully grasp what the, you know what I'm saying, optics of all of this was. Griff with the S1Ws, Terminator X with the glasses on up at top, Flavor of Chuck with the message, Flav adding some entertainment, lightened the mood, the jester, the whole nine yards. Now, and so that's why I thought they were so important. When I look at, first of all, Professor Griff and Chuck D were both born on the same day of the same year. How crazy is that, yeah. right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I look at what Flav did now, we were talking about fighting the power. We were talking about who our open enemy was, that song, what it represented. And for you to now, 30 years later, mm-hmm. are singing the national anthem, which is a slave song,
mm-hmm.
right? They always omit the slave version of that song, shows you how far we have come. Now, most of this new generation don't remember Flav from Public Enemy.
Flavor of Love.
They remember him from Flavor of Love. And so what he does not realize what he's doing is what I always said. Time is an illusion. So when those who then begin to study where his origins come from, and it leads them through time, mm-hmm. that's why it was wearing the clock, back to his origins, how serious do you take Public Enemy?
Mm.
And what their message really went. When I look at the three archetypes, I want to use social media as an analogy.
Okay.
Chuck D, who is you know, where he is, I don't want this to come across as disrespectful, but I just got to call it. Chuck D would be the one who could sell me an online course. Mm. He's not a grifter, but yeah. he could sell you an online course. Yeah. He has the voice. He has the command.
Presence,
right?
All that, yes.
Griff is on the other end. He's the algorithms are shutting Griff down.
Right, right.
They're doing that shit now, yeah, right? So he's right. the one who's spitting the truth, who the internet wasn't wants no part of. And sitting in the middle is Flavor Flav, the knuckle dragger, where most of the people with social media want you. So if I looked at those three archetypes or archetype images, that's what I get. So when I hear Flav singing the national anthem,
he didn't sound terrible.
Dude, he sounded like a piece of shit to me.
Fergie sound worse, but get it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's what he wanted to do. You know, it's an interesting take on those who understand what he represented.
Absolutely, yeah. When you said that, I was just like, oh, that's a good point.
You know what I mean? So something just to think about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Flav is well talented. He plays all kind of instruments.
I went to college with his daughter.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So in that sense. But if I had to lay that out, Griff is still doing what Griff did. Chuck would be the one who white America, who's accepted and could really sell you anything if he wanted as a dominant voice, a preacher type, you know what I mean? A motivational speaker type.
Mm-hmm.
And Flav is Flavor of Love. He's the wild card, the chaos one, the one, you know what I mean? And so I know Griff was just squirming when he saw it. And but that and is
that is that. Well, yeah. When you said that, I didn't make that connection. But that is a good
you know
point.
Just want to show a different angle.
Yeah.
To that kind of stuff. And with that said,
First off, thank you for the super chat.
Thank you,
Mr. Darius. And we're gonna take a quick commercial break.
Yes.
Available now until November 1st. Happy Dia de los Muertes. Get your spiritual consultation with Brother Oba at Ekun7, Instagram.com/EKUN7. Original price, $200. Now only $77, but only until November 1st. Happy Dia de los Muertes. Book now. Only available for 9 more days. Brought to you by omidina.com.
Introducing African Sea Moss Wholesale, nature's holistic gift for rejuvenation. This organic superfood is taking the world by storm. Derived from the pristine coastlines of the island of Zanzibar, our sea moss is a treasure trove of essential nutrients and minerals that promote overall wellness. What sets African sea moss apart from other supplements? It's 100% pure and natural from the loving waters of Mama Africa. Used for centuries in traditional African medicine, it harnesses the healing powers of the sea. It retains its full nutritional and spiritual value directly from the ancestors. Visit www.africanmoss.com to learn more about wholesaling African sea moss. Open your own holistic store, supply wellness centers, or sell online. The possibilities are endless. Don't miss out on this incredible business opportunity. Buy now at a special rate of $15 per pound.
To all of you Dr. Sebi followers, I've got something for y'all. Discover the untold story of one of the most important healers of our time in Abelardo Guerrero Jr.'s book titled My Journey with Dr. Sebi. Visit www.myjourneywithdrsebi.com to place your order and receive a free copy of the audiobook with over 4 hours of exclusive content.
Hello, wealthy family. This is Chanel, Ascending Infinite Goddess, sending you lots of love and gratitude. Thank you so much for allowing me to continuously connect with you and your spirit team. Know that whether you're receiving guidance and confirmation with an angel or heart session, or you're having your energy centers realigned with a chakra balancing session, or you're releasing trauma and pressure with a mental healing session, I am here to be of service to you. Visit my website, www.ascendinginfinitegoddess.com, to see all my services and availability. And also visit my YouTube channel, Ascending Infinite Goddess, where I have hundreds of videos for you to follow through and learn more about your spiritual journey. Thank you so much for connecting with me. And until we connect again, one love.
We're back.
And we are back.
Thank you guys for joining us.
Still got some time to get on that Obad deal.
Oh, yes, yes,
I think
yes.
He said November 1.
Yes. So
you Halloween at midnight.
And his Instagram is Ekun7.
Ekun. So that's at E-K-U-N.
7.
7.
Yes. We got to work with him. It should say Brother Obad. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, identifiable, easy to find. You know.
Yeah, well, we'll work on him. We'll tell him he needs Brother Obad at Instagram.
And a website.
And a website, you know, with a call to action. Yeah. Hurry up and buy.
Yeah.
Buy now.
Yeah.
We're having a sale. Yeah. And so support all of those businesses. Support us as usual.
We appreciate it. We appreciate your support.
Yeah, Mama, where's the Mama Doc? Come on, where's the spooky stuff? Now it's Halloween.
She don't got that. Ooh, man.
Put up a jack o' lantern or something. Shit. My birthday was last Thursday. Okay, happy birthday.
Happy B Day.
Happy B Day.
They found the main shooter, the mass shooter from Maine, yes, Robert Carr.
Yes.
Shot in the head. Found in the woods, shot in the head.
Shot himself, yes. in the head. You know, yeah.
Is that the end of it?
I guess that's the end of the story. People don't know they also passed a whole bunch of bills 2 days before that in Maine.
Oh, see?
And I'm pretty sure one of them had to do with gun violence or something to that effect.
I saw some guy on YouTube. He had, I didn't know, I thought, you know, you think a pistol is just like a regular handgun. It was like, it looked like a machine gun, but that's technically a pistol, I guess, for the grip. And he said, this is legal. He said, but the minute he has like an extended like grip,
it's not
felony. Legal.
That's wild.
Felony. And then he said, it can't have a bump stock. He said, the minute you like click out the bump stock, another felony. Then he said, the minute you have a 30 round magazine in this, three felonies. Same gun.
Same gun.
Three felonies if you do stuff to it. Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. And somebody last week said that looked like Vlad. He do look a little bit like Vlad.
Kind of does.
Kind of does. Somebody said, I got my consultation today. Obar was spot on. Love to hear it. Love to hear it.
Somebody said he had two shots to the head. I saw that report as well. I don't know how true that is. That's too kind of like, come on.
Yeah, that might be a little extra.
Yeah, two shots too kind of like on the nose here, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Like my man Gary Webb, the guy who broke the CIA story of Freeway Ricky Ross was bringing that them drugs.
Oh, he had two gunshots.
He had two gunshots to his head.
Yeah,
he was like, pow!
Didn't work.
Yeah. That's a bit much. Yeah, it's a bit much.
Somebody said bump stocks. Ah, okay. Bump stocks aren't legal. Okay. Yeah. It was in California, I think.
Yeah. So, you know, the technicality of those rules.
Interesting.
You know, based on how you use that weapon. No, absolutely.
So I wanted to talk about this story that was disturbing. Oh, hold on. It's pretty disturbing. Sacramento police, they pulled over a 9-month pregnant woman and her 8-year-old son on their way to football practice and mistook him for a juvenile they were looking for, guns drawn at the car, made the mother get out, mistook this 8-year-old boy, he's 3'10", like 50-something pounds, playing Pop Warner football, and they mistook him for a teenager and pointed guns at him. The mother was scared. The kid didn't know what was happening. He thought his mother was getting arrested. Little did he know they're after him. And he ran to the cops like, yo, what y'all doing? And the mother was petrified that they were about to take her son's life right in front of her.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Very crazy. Very traumatic.
Yes. This woman's name was Shanice Stewart.
Very much the lifestyle of what we have to go to and what we have to endure in this country. When the police pull you over, they don't care who you are. Common sense doesn't... Look at what they did to... was it Jameer Rice? What was the kid's name? Who they run up on that 14-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And in 2 seconds...
Yeah, they just, sort of did the gun. Or the toy gun, yep.
They have no form of discretion. It's broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
If he was going to Pop Warner football, we're talking early in the morning for 9 and 10-year-old kids. And so it's early in the morning and you operate like that because these are goddamn race soldiers. You know what I mean? And with no discretion, they just see a nigger child, excuse my French, it is what it is, and had the kid flinched.
Yeah.
Or went to get his helmet or not know... They would have just wasted him and said the magic words, we feared for our lives.
Mm-hmm. He matched the description.
He was reaching. And this 9 months, she could have went into labor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She already 9 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
That could have triggered labor. And they probably wouldn't even took her to the hospital. You think they would have escorted her to the hospital? No, they would have been like, yo, send somebody out here because how they feel about your life. And so I'm always telling young people, you have nothing to prove to these people. When you see them police officers, just, you know, keep cool, keep calm, keep collective. Don't start mouthing back and doing all that stuff because it's your right to do so, because we'll be talking about you up here on Urban X, how you had your rights. And now your family's walking behind you. This is a game of chess. It's not a game of checkers. Remove your emotions out of this situation. Get home safe.
Yeah.
And do what you have to do. And don't listen to these hoteppers, these people, these anonymous people, nah, you should know your rights because I'm a Moor and I'm a seventh degree sovereign. Don't listen to these people, man. It'll get you killed out here. Trust me.
Yeah.
You trying to get home safe because we are in a battlefield. Point blank.
Mm-hmm.
The urban terrain is a battlefield. And these white people are white supremacists in most cases. They're white supremacist Ku Klux Klan members, and they get a notch on their belt or extra tattoo for taking you out when all the cameras is not showing. Mm-hmm. So be careful out here and just move accordingly.
Yeah, and prayers to that kid, man, because he's probably going to need some...
He's going to be traumatized.
Some help.
Because he's from the inner city. You know, he's watching this stuff on TV. He's probably heard about so many stories, even at 9, and then to see guns pointed at me. What if one of them guns went off?
Mm-hmm.
This is a bad story all the way around.
Absolutely.
So prayers out to him, and I hope his moms and them get him some therapy.
Absolutely, yeah. That upset me. I was like, damn, bro.
Yeah.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So Taylor Swift is officially a billionaire.
Taylor.
No. It's okay.
No,
we can let it go.
After further consideration.
So you know what's crazy? She actually, there's a lot of music execs that are trying to change rules for people recreating their own songs. Because she was locked into a battle with, I think, somebody who owned her publishing.
So she redid her whole album.
She redid a bunch of her old songs.
I think
Ashanti tried to do it. Tried to do the same, but it was called like the Taylor version. So they're trying to crack down on that because she wasn't the only one to do it. A lot of artists have tried to do something similar, but it just never hits the same.
Well, it's called because you can't recreate that magic.
Right. It just never just like.
But it's trying to find a loophole within the system.
Yes, yes.
So it's clearly a loophole within the system, but it doesn't sound the same.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to recreate.
Scooter Braun. That's who. Everybody got beef with Scooter Braun.
Oh, okay. So Scooter Braun is a crook.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody got beef with Scooter Braun, Scooter Braun's
everybody. Everybody dropped him as their manager as well. And I asked that question up here, like, what the hell's going on with that? Because I just started seeing more and more people mm-hmm. drop him, but it was Scooter Braun. Thank you.
And so, but it never sounds the same because you can't recreate those moments mm-hmm. in which you created this.
Yeah.
The Motown sound couldn't be replicated in a million years because they were all in the same room at the same time, hanging out, jamming. You know what I mean? In real time, there was no, yo, send your vocals over. Yo, fly this out to Smokey. Let Smokey drop his. Get Stevie, who can see, to see his tracks. No, there was none of that shit. You had to be there in the moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you cannot recreate that. You could try to do something close, but it's not the same. Yeah.
So she's a billionaire now.
Okay. All right. Kanye made her a billionaire. Ain't that something?
Kanye made her?
Yeah. He jumped on stage and said, no disrespect to this mm-hmm. bitch, basically. Yeah. Beyonce should have won this shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made Taylor Swift Taylor Swift. Did you know Taylor Swift prior to that?
I didn't.
You did not.
Mm.
Next, you know, she was trending. And did you know she has a phobia of black people?
I didn't know that.
What's the name of the phobia in the chat? She literally suffers from black people now.
You're just making stuff up.
No, I heard that. She takes pills and stuff. She has niggerophobia. It's a real disease. You know, she get around too many niggas. She like, niggas. And so he made her famous. Like, what's his name? Made the Kardashian. He made the whole empire. What's his name? Ray J.
Ray J, yeah.
That whole empire came out his nutsack. That entire empire.
It didn't come out his nutsack.
she sat on the nigga nutsack and poosh, voila, money for you, fame for you. And now Kim Kardashian just signed a deal with Skims for the NBA.
With the NBA, but not the WNBA?
The NBA, WNBA.
Oh, okay.
It's a few things. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I was about to say. Like,
I saw it with Adam Silver.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure she had to do a few things for that. You know what I'm saying? You better check Adam now.
Listen, oh my gosh.
You want this
I wanted to say like not the WNBA, like
all that. Yeah.
All right. But sticking on music, so remember that group Hypnosis? It's a company called Hypnosis who's been buying up a lot of people's
catalogs.
I think they brought Taylor Swift's catalog.
Probably.
And I think they brought Justin Bieber's catalog as well.
Mm-hmm.
They are at risk of going out of business.
How's that possible?
I don't know. So
Wait. Let's put our thinking caps on.
Okay.
Are they devaluing? Is somebody devaluing the product so they can buy it and reinflate it for three times the amount? It was worth $2 billion, from what I understand, and now it's worth $1
billion. Maybe, or what if they're trying to like play a shell game with the company? Because they probably didn't want them like out in the forefront of them buying all these catalogs.
Okay.
What if they say, we closing out, and then they sneak, you know, slide in catalogs to another company?
BlackRock.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Because now what they're discovering also is, happy birthday.
Whose birthday was it?
Could my daughter get a shout out? Her name is Nyla.
Happy birthday.
Nyla, happy birthday. Tomorrow's her birthday.
Happy birthday.
Go, shorty. It's your birthday. The streaming companies, mm-hmm. what they're finding out is all of these major companies got streaming farms.
Yes.
Right? Big rooms mm-hmm. with 100,000 phones playing your song all day.
Facts. They need to do that with our podcast.
They need to do that with our podcast. My man got a little mini streaming farm, but it's very small. So I think I got to play your podcast 30,000 days, nigga, for you. I'm like, how much that going to cost?
It's a lot of,
9,000. Yeah. But you know what I mean? So because it streams, it's different. Record companies used to buy back albums. Mm-hmm. Let's say you was about to go gold mm-hmm. or platinum and there was 50,000 albums out there. They would buy those back just so you have the status.
Yeah.
But the streaming game has opened this thing up. To where, you know what I mean? If you got a streaming farm, now for an independent artist, if you get 200-300 cell phones and you just streaming your song all day.
Yeah, because I know some artists and I'm just like, what?
Yeah. Come on. They streaming their songs all day, but a check comes in now. So that's the way the music industry is circumventing the system, and these artists are not doing as well as you think they are.
Oh, no.
At least back in the days, you had to purchase that album.
Yeah.
And then you knew, okay, this guy's gold, this guy's certified platinum, double platinum. And so the whole industry, and maybe Hypnosis is feeling the effects of streaming farms and realizing that these catalogs is not as valuable as you think they are.
Yeah, because they were cashing out. And it's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Shout out to Metro Brown. Got a job. Shout out to Metro. You.
Okay.
After 6 months, kind of shouts out to
get you. Get out
man.
There and get that bread. Let me hold something. I'm expecting you to have a membership soon, Metro. No excuses now, Metro. We gave you an excuse before. You wasn't working. Yeah. I'm just sure you get that check now, huh?
Yeah.
Come on in now.
Calculate the hours.
Yeah.
You know how you do the first week in the job of hard work? This,
you know, calculate the hours, find out how to get that,
weeks and
that membership up, baby. Yeah, keep that name because we want to check on him.
And Brianna, your sunshine's 7th birthday. Shouts out to you.
Keep his name, Metro Brown, up because we want to let him get his first check. You ain't worked in a while.
And
you might be 2-3 checks back. Yeah. Then we'll check in on you in about 30 days. See how you doing. Go down the list, Metro. We don't see a Metro here. Yeah. No, congrats.
Friends actor Matthew Perry passed away. He was found drowned
in his
hot tub.
That confused me until you told me how big his hot tub was.
Yeah, I saw a picture and his hot tub looked huge.
Okay, all right. So
we brokeys.
Like
so
black folk hot tub is just like barely two of us can get in.
Yeah.
People, your goddamn foot, mama, goddamn. Yes. Shit ain't that big.
But,
and so, he had one of the big joints. And then he had substance abuse issues.
He had substance abuse issues. I saw pictures of him giving out like some shirts. Like
he was double vaxxed, right?
I got the jab. You should get two.
He was double vaxxed.
Who knows?
And his last couple of posts were very weird. Batman post. He posted three like jelly beans or on one post. Then I'm trying to leave you a message. He had some very weird encrypted messages. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
I don't know what it means. I can't decode it. I'm like a retired decoder now. Like, I pick up cases every now and then. let's call the private investigator. I haven't covered a case like this in 10 years. And yeah, so you got to get one of me young Dakotas.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody's going to break that down because I'm sure it was something. Twitch streamer Kai Cenat. Remember he was the one who shut down Union Square?
Union Square, yes.
After telling everybody I'm being down here for a giveaway, shut it down.
Yes.
Bunch of kids down there. He went crazy. So he is doing a 7-day stream in jail.
He's in jail?
Yeah. I don't know how real it is. It's in jail. He got a few other Instagram influencers in there. Drewski. He had somebody else.
No, are they incarcerated or they're renting out a jail space?
I don't know. It looked like a real jail space.
Because you can't just go to jail.
Yeah.
You got to commit a crime.
He's a big time streamer though, so I don't
know. Dude, prisons are not letting you go to jail.
What if all of them got good behavior? You know, like Ali Sadiq, he did a whole comedy special in jail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. But he's from jail.
Yeah, his stories are the best. His jail stories?
His jail stories are the absolute best.
So he's renting it, guy.
Renting out of jail. What's the theme of this? What is he trying to do? Is he going to start with putting the piece of candy on the top?
Nah, so I think it's just like the shenanigans that's happening. Like they just,
in jail?
I don't think like those shenanigans, but...
Jail shenanigans? Are you serious, Malcolm?
I don't know. I'm not a Twitch stream watcher. Like I just, you know what I'm saying?
So I don't know.
Start by putting that welcome candy bar.
But you know, so people are kind of upset at it because they're saying he's glorifying jail. He's glorifying.
That's why I need to see the theme of what you're talking, because that's not a cool thing. Mm-hmm. And them OGs will tell you, bro, don't be up in here. Mm-hmm. This ain't a place to be, you know.
It's fake. Yeah, I'm sure it's fake, you know.
Yeah, so anything for content now.
Yeah. And he's started out like, again, just kind of, it felt like innocent. I'm just streaming, I'm having fun. Now it feels like he's kind of trying to go above.
Yeah, yeah.
And beyond everything, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the person who said, my analogy may have been a little flawed. Maybe have Griff to one extreme, Flavor to the other.
Okay.
And Chuck in the middle.
Okay.
I think that is more of a assessment of how you would kind of work it. Yeah. But the majority are knuckle draggers and Flav owns that. Yeah.
So there was a hockey player that got killed on the ice, dude.
I saw that, man.
And you showed me, without my permission, you just showed it to me. Like, look.
Very graphic. Very. Yeah.
He actually died, which you would think would happen way more often.
Yeah.
He got sliced by the blade when the skate.
Yeah, and we don't know. It looked a little deliberate. Allegedly. I don't know. Like, you would think that would happen more often. Cuts on your arm, your legs. Yeah. These are sharp ass blades.
Yeah, on the hardest surface on the planet.
Why are they
on
these sharp ass blades? Or with all technology, there's nothing else to put out there that can maybe soften that blade, cut that man's throat.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For Halloween.
Yeah, and it wasn't an NHL game. He's in like a different like hockey league.
Yeah.
Now, he used to play for the NHL, but it looked crazy.
And I'm not making fun of the situation. The ice might have kept him alive a little longer because it's ice. He was cold. Don't laugh. Don't laugh, Malcolm. I'm simply...
I'm laughing at you. I'm not laughing.
No, I'm trying to scientifically...
I was trying to take that seriously. So like, I can see where you're going with that. But
Because when your hand get cut off, what do? Get us a bucket of ice so we can put the hand on ice so we can hold it. I'm just saying. He died an extra slow death because ice... would not just let him die right away. That's all I'm saying. Well, you know.
He was put on. See, y'all not right. He was put on ice. Y'all are not. Y'all are not right.
I didn't say that.
Y'all are not right.
I didn't say that now. Come on now. Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Some things are just not nice to say.
Yeah. You want to talk about, before we go to, Mike Pence. He dropped out of the presidential race. For the Republicans.
He did?
Yes.
Well, does that mean he was running as a Republican?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well,
I mean, in the landscape, who does the Republicans have running, bro?
So if Ron DeSantis, I think he should drop out. Go back to Florida.
If you think Ron DeSantis, then this is Trump's, it's a layup for Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody's clearing the way.
Yeah.
Big boy coming through.
Yeah. And he not even.
Mr. Orange Man coming
and
through.
And he not even participating in any of their debates.
He don't have to.
That's gangster.
That's gangster.
Yeah, it is.
He like, yo, that's just a layup.
So what you saw, because I remember during the midterms last year, I was saying, yo, the Republicans, they don't have to do anything because the Democrats are messing up so bad.
Right, right.
It's a layup. But what you're seeing is you're seeing like the real incompetency of that party.
Yes.
As much as the terrible Democrats are, Republicans are just as terrible. So you're just seeing it in the forefront. So these debates are showing how bad they are on the big stage. Ron DeSantis, again, in Florida, in Florida, tucked away, great.
Right, right.
On the main
in
stage.
In his little pocket, right.
Yeah,
right.
On the main stage.
Not so good. Not so good. Yeah.
I don't know.
Nobody wants to get in the way of Trump. Yeah, Trump got that on Seoul. He got that on Smash.
Yeah, he's actually leading Biden by like 12 points.
Yeah, when he come through, that's a wrap.
And like a bunch of like blue states.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. So we're going to take a quick commercial break.
You want to do that?
Yes, we take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Got some more stories. Get your questions ready as well.
Yeah, man. Remember, we got that new trailer for Urban.
Real Mentality 3.
If you haven't seen it last week.
Yes.
And then we got a special treat on YouTube coming soon. Yes?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
We'll be right back.
All right.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Podcast listeners, please rate and review this podcast for us because it helps our podcast grow and we need all the support we can get. We thank you for your continued support. Now back to the number one father and son podcast.
We're back, guys.
Thank you for joining us. We're back. Yeah, we're back, guys.
I'm sorry you need to
hear our conversations that go on behind the closed doors.
My friend, ex-NBA Joe Smith, found that his girl is an OnlyFans model. His wife was a former porn star.
Oh, was she?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, then that makes all the sense in the world.
Yes.
So she's in her lane getting her money.
Yes.
And he ain't making no money these days.
But I know he got a pension.
That ain't covering the lifestyle of, you know, sustainability. You see what I'm saying,
man? Yeah.
That ain't covering it.
Yeah.
Your little pension is cool. You played in the league.
Yeah.
We got real bills to pay. You like that lawn out there? You see that? See all that green grass?
Well, he's upset about it. She hid it from him.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, and she's got some gray pubes. She's got to have some gray pubes. Probably. She looked about 60. Shit, I ain't going to lie. And so that's bad. And she filmed it. And she's going to use it as a part of...
That's a rollout now, yeah.
Yeah, but he married a porn star.
Yes, he did.
Okay, all right. All bets is off.
Yes, he did. Somebody on Twitter listed out a bunch of her movies.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So now, dude, you have no leg to stand on.
Yeah.
It ain't like we thought she was a good, wholesome housewife.
Yeah.
That's different, right? And then you find out,
Yeah.
You know Mr. Johnson, right? Yeah. You want my money. I'm going to let you go on my account. I'll give you my password. Yeah. Just one thing. That's different. Yeah. That's different. That's different. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming back. If you saw the trailer just now, that is the third episode of Real Mentality. That is up in the membership right now.
Yes.
A bunch, along with a bunch of other content that we have in the membership. Yes. Don't forget to join at urbanx.nyc.
Yes, yes. $100 for the year now.
But $10 a month.
$10 a month, and it's well worth.
Yes.
You know, and if you're just getting a job like Mr. Metro, you know, take your time and, you know, start out with the monthly payments. If you have a job, just pay it all at once.
You know what I'm saying?
And don't call the police on us when we renew on that ass. Because we don't do the renewing. The system does the renewing. And so it is worth a membership to get down with us to support independent Black media. What we do, we work hard. We record a lot of shows for you. I got some other stuff coming. I got that Shrooms whole thing on beginners, intermediate, and advanced level on medicinal shrooms, not the, you know, just stuff for medicinal purposes. We got stuff for children coming. If you're dealing with children or anywhere on the spectrum, we got a lot of stuff coming for the future for you to keep the membership viable.
Yes, we got a bunch of stuff.
We got a bunch of stuff coming for you. So, and we thank you for your continued support. We
really absolutely do. Absolutely. So, guys, this past Saturday, University of Colorado was playing UCLA.
University of Colorado, UCLA. Okay.
And they played UCLA. After the game, they lost, by the way. After the game, a bunch of their players were reportedly saying that their jewelry got stolen out of the locker room.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. So this is not like a HBCU.
No, no.
Where the crime is high.
No, no.
This is one of these colleges. I love being here because you can leave the car open.
Air is good. And
air is good. It's breathing. You can leave the car open. Ain't nobody stealing nothing.
Yeah.
And yet they were robbed.
Yeah.
Interesting. How ironic is that?
Mm-hmm.
So even because they were at UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
This is California.
Mm-hmm.
This is a prestigious college, and they still got robbed.
Yeah.
So maybe it's not where you're from, it's where you're at.
Right.
Right. Right. Maybe. Yeah. Just simply saying.
Yeah.
And so we're just kind of poking fun at our favorite man, Dion, who not only lost the game, they lost some jewelry in between that. So I just thought that was very ironic.
I thought so as well.
For him, you know, making big issues.
And you know what's crazy? Because that was a lot of people's excuse for him leaving as well. Well, he couldn't even leave his door open at Jackson because they was robbing him there. Right. So he needed to go to this PWI.
Right, he needed to go
where most of the Black students are the players.
Right, you know right. Where they don't have to worry about nothing else. And guys, I'm going to say this, and for my emote gang, the ones who just be in their emotions, get ready. I'm just going to warn you. Dion is a terrible coach. I'm just going to keep it a bean for you right now. Dion is a legendary player.
Amazing.
Amazing player who can change the world by being on the field himself. He is now writing checks that his team's ash can't cash because he's not out there. They're out there. And so his swag and all that. Deion Sanders is a motivational speaker at best.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I see him on the sideline listening to his headphones, this nigga don't look like he know what the fuck he doing. I'm just keeping it a beat. He like, what? The nigga scored again on my defense? Who we got? Who else is on the side? Put the Rock in the game. Can the Rock play? Did the Rock ever get his degree? And so it just is what it is. Being somebody who's motivational don't make you a great X's and O's coach. He has no true experience in that area. The team has to take on your personification. Now, I will say this too. When you look on their sideline and there's a whole bunch of celebrities, that's very hard. I'm talking to players now and people who understand the game. If I'm 18 and my favorite rapper is right next to me, I'm going to have no choice but to keep doing this as opposed to focusing in on the game and things of that nature. And so I've seen enough of the tape now to realize he don't make adjustments in the game. His son is a fairly good quarterback. Mm-hmm. But if you don't get protection for that quarterback, I don't care how good the quarterback is. Kamadi, you know what I'm talking about. If he can't step back, scan mm-hmm. left, scan right, it's a wrap. If he's running the minute that ball is hiked, I don't care how good your quarterback is on the Pop Warner, high school, college, or pro level. And so a coach must understand this, make adjustments, keep a tight end back there to block. He has to get his son time. And so my assessment of his coaching is that he can't coach.
And I just question like decisions, like when he just goes on national television and press conference and throws a bunch of 18, 20-year-olds under the bus.
All the time.
All the time.
He didn't even know who the goddamn center was.
Who's snapping to his son.
He had to look at the paper. Wait a minute. Your son is under center with this guy, and you don't know his name? And so he reminds me of a dude back in the day who was that dude.
And listen.
And now he coming out, still using the same lingo, acting like he that dude. That's not going to translate with 18-year-olds who got to get out there and defend.
And I'll say this. Because people keep saying, oh, he's just going to recruit the best players. You think now, with other cultures around the country, seeing what works on kids, and, oh, they need rappers, they need this. Okay, we'll just do the same thing.
Thank you for giving us a template to bring in celebrities just because that's what recruits kids now. Because at the end of the day, if I'm a 5-star quarterback, I'm not going there.
Absolutely, because he's going to have his son there.
I'm going to have to play behind his son and his other son at safety and Travis at...
Travis is nice at corner.
No, Travis is very nice at corner.
He's nasty at corner.
But he can't play both sides of the ball.
I think he should stay at corner. He's nasty.
Because eventually he gets worn down. He's nasty. Very good.
That hit Shiloh gave was not a dirty hit.
Suspect hit.
Bad corner.
You know, and maybe just standing there, you know, flossing. His son do more of this, you know, showing his watch and driving his Bentley. That's not going to get it done. I'm sorry, guys. If you're in your emotions, show me where he is a great coach. Not him being a Hall of Fame player, him being a primetime player, him being able to change the game, him being a Hall of Famer. We're not questioning that. This, you got to look good. If you're going to play good, we was coming, but now we're here. All that shit means nothing when you get in them lines and you have to coach your team and make adjustments.
Somebody said, so we sound like white commentators. I think we sound like people who know football.
Or tell me, refute it.
Because
he's a great coach.
They keep saying, well, Colorado only won one game last year.
And they won how many this year?
Four.
Did they win four or they won three?
They won four.
Did they win four? Mm-hmm. Okay. I penciled them in for six wins. I said, they'll win six games. Mm-hmm. So what? Mm-hmm. That don't make you a great goddamn coach.
Yeah, I agree.
Get the hell out of here. Come on, guys.
I agree.
Come on.
I agree. I'm just saying. And I didn't, again, you know what happens too? When we start talking
white
about
commentator.
People. We start talking about people get upset. Happened with LaVar, happened with
Colin. But I warned you. I said, prepare yourself.
Listen, time is going to just show everything.
It's always going to show.
Time is showing.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's getting exposed.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's it.
You are tuned into the sounds
deal with that
of Urban X.
What you mean?
Yeah, sit with that. So Kodak Black was on the Drink Champs, and people, it looked bad.
Okay, he was on the Drink Champs.
He looked.
First of all, he don't look very bright to begin with.
No, I think Kodak is sharp. Sharper than that. I think he's sharper than he lets on, personally.
Okay.
Right. But on the Drink Champs, he looked like smoked out, like drunk. I don't know.
Well, he's on the Drink Champs.
And Ray J commented, was just like, yo, we need to get him some help. Because this is, you know what I mean? Like, he just does not look good up there. Mm. And he said he took him to Trump's house, and he said he was wilding at Trump's house. They didn't like that there, something to that effect.
Really?
Yeah, who knows?
Okay.
So him and Ray J talking about fighting now.
And now him and Ray J going back and forth on something, right?
Yeah.
That's the nigga news of the day. They got beef with each other?
Yeah.
These two guys?
Yep.
Okay. And then he went at 21 Savage, yes?
Yes, because he said 21 switched up on him after he did the album with Drake.
Okay, well, Drake will bring an extra...
I can different with everybody.
Yeah, yeah, it bring a different swag to your joint. Yeah.
What else we got? So I just also in nigga news, Saucy Santana and DJ Academics.
Oh, Saucy Santana.
They going at it.
Oh,
because Academics went at Glorilla.
Right, right. City Girls or something?
No, she's not a City Girls. Oh, but okay. She's from Memphis. She went at Glorilla. Oh, he went at Glorilla, and then Saucy came out and said, this is quote, I didn't say this. Saucy said this. I didn't say this. Saucy said this. But Saucy called Academics a fag.
That shit was crazy. That's a
I haven't heard that one in the house.
That's
like,
a bomb. That's my God. He said, I'm gay, but you're a fag. I said,
that's it all. Jesus.
Wow. Wow. It reminded me of the South Park episode. Yeah. Where they interviewed him. So what do you mean, guys? He said, no, you can be a fag and not be gay.
Yeah.
If somebody cuts you off in traffic,
yeah,
they're a fag.
Yeah.
But they're not gay.
Yeah.
So he was saying, I'm gay.
Yeah.
And I only step to dudes. You're a fag. And that's when you get called a fag by a gay person.
We gotta fight. We gotta fight. Off of principalities.
When I see you, it's on site. Yeah, I gotta put the beats on you with an asterisk. I'm beating up the man side of this motherfucker. Cause yeah. You're gonna have to get your hands.
I was like, Lord.
Yeah, when you get called.
But you know, again, Academics, I think it's coming soon.
Yeah,
somebody is going to catch him at the right time.
At the right place.
And it's not going to be. Yeah, it's not going to be pretty.
Can't hide forever, bro.
Yeah, because he's going
to be there slipping somewhere.
Because he be behind that mic.
And they're going to have the cameras going.
Yeah.
And they are going to administer an ass whipping.
Yeah.
I can believe that. I definitely can believe that.
I had something else. Somebody said, whoa. Yeah, I didn't say that. Saucy said that.
Yeah, we didn't say that. I didn't say that. I heard Saucy say it.
Saucy said that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Did y'all see Ice Spice performance?
I did.
Yeah. I did see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. A few times, actually.
Oh, you watched it a few times?
Okay.
I had research purposes for the pod.
For the pod, to make sure we was up on.
We was doing our job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, that was about it.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So I thought this was a fake story that my dad put on the list. So if you in certain places, if you get caught with fake designer handbags now coming through the airport, you can be fined
$300,000.
Yo,
that's what they saying. These handbag companies are now starting, they're losing a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
And so this is what the deal is. Now, you know me, I don't buy Timberlands.
Mm-hmm.
I buy Timberlands.
Yeah.
So if Timberlands start doing this, I'm going to buy Mama Duke a fake handbag.
You know what I'm saying?
And we're going to go on an airplane, and they're going to be like, Miss, can you step out of line, please?
Come in.
Go to the back. And then they're going to be putting Mama Dot in handcuffs, taking her to Yale.
Yeah.
Take her ass to Yale. And I'm going to be sitting there like, what?
But yeah, that doesn't...
My husband bought this bag, and he showed me the receipt.
Isn't that a wild, invasion of privacy? Like, you're telling me what I can buy or what I can bring on the plane? It's not a gun. It's not liquid. You know what I'm saying?
This is smuggling.
That's crazy.
You're smuggling counterfeit goods.
I saw, Lord knows, I saw 300,000 pounds. So that's a little bit more than $300,000 in dollars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that is smuggling stolen goods. Artificial fake.
What if I bought it with my money, though?
Counterfeit is counterfeit, Miss Black Dot, Mama Dot. This bag is counterfeit. I know it's a big. Didn't that send off an alarm? Your husband bought you this big ass Gucci bag. Birkin bag on his salary.
Yeah, Urban X salary.
On his Urban X. That didn't strike that something. I know it looks nice and he threw the little card in there and for the authenticity card.
Yo, people,
this is one of 42.
People buy Gucci bags off of Amazon.
Yeah.
And just stuff it with nothing and just post pictures like, oh, look what my man bought me.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mama Dot, that didn't strike you as you're going to Yale.
You're going to Yale. Yeah.
And you know me, I ain't got no bail money. I'm like, look. She got to stay in there, man. Just toughen up. Don't eat the complimentary Kit Kat bar.
Yeah.
Because Big Sally, she listening to the crumpling of the paper. Once you eat that candy bar, Big Sally, you're going to want to get paid.
Breaking news. So Shannon Sharp just tweeted the United States District Court 4 and the Southern District of Mississippi dismissed Brett Favre's defamation lawsuit against him. The court found that the statements were protected by the First Amendment and the Constitution.
Nice.
So he said, thanks to the legal team for handling this case. Because remember, he was talking about how Brett Favre was stealing money out of,
out of people's,
poor people's money. And then Brett Favre tried to sue him. That was crazy.
Yeah. But that was Brett Favre. Again, white privilege.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Stealing, and you still going to be wrong and strong and go sue a black man. How dare he? Mm-hmm. Doesn't he know I'm white?
Yeah.
Good for Shannon Sharp.
Absolutely.
Good for him.
Absolutely. This also came across. So the U.S. clothing retailer Abercrombie & Fitch has been hit with a class action sex trafficking lawsuit filed by dozens of alleged victims in New York. Whoa, right?
Mm.
So I got the CNN article here. Mm. Abercrombie & Fitch facilitated ex-CEO's exploitation of men lawsuit claims. Dozens of men have filed a class action lawsuit against Abercrombie & Fitch that alleging that they were complicit in a decade-long sex trafficking scheme carried out by the fashion company's former CEO. Now, the CEO has ties to who?
Don't say Petty Man. Einstein.
Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all coming out.
Yes.
So he's going to yell?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't know if he's going to Yale, but they're getting sued.
Okay, all right.
They're getting sued. Class action lawsuit.
Class action lawsuit.
Yeah, we want to know who's on the list, bro.
Yeah, we want that list.
We want the list.
We want the
list. Somebody crashed a Hillary Clinton event and said, like, you know, why are you trying to, like, not... We're trying to see if Bill was on our list. Why was Bill on that island? What's up?
Mm.
And he got carried out.
Yeah, carried out. Have you heard from that person?
I don't know.
Find out that person's name because you know how that goes with them.
Yeah, they don't play that.
I think they released the...
They laid that murder game down thick.
The tapes of the Obama...
Oh, the chef.
The chef.
Oh.
I didn't listen to it. I'm going to listen to it over this week. The official tapes is out. Of that situation.
Okay.
Something interesting to keep an eye on.
Get your questions ready, guys. Let's start taking some questions.
Yeah.
I saw an interesting video. Don't want to offend anybody. But I saw Hebrew Israelites arguing and protesting against the Free Palestine people in the street. I don't know what city that was.
That was Chicago.
Now, my question. Why would Hebrew Israelites be defending what's happening right now in Palestine and Israel? Because like, if they believe that those people are
the fake
real estate agents,
right?
Why would you be defending them against them? Like, wouldn't you want?
It's a very weird thing to watch them going against the pro-Palestinian people. Based on the ideology alone.
Yeah, and do you see what the
shouldn't that be a common enemy?
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
Okay, all right.
Do you see what the Israeli propaganda machine is doing? So they're putting out because there are women in there who have to serve, right?
Okay.
To serve for their military, right? So they're putting out videos of really, really pretty Ethiopian Jewish women in their uniforms, doing the TikTok dances and stuff like that, who are on the Israeli side. And I guess it's to kind of like garner support, like, oh, they're pretty.
They go in there with the propaganda machine.
They also did a press conference speaking in English, and apparently it was a warning to the Palestinians out there to get out of the Gaza Strip, to get out of that area because they were coming in, and people was like, you cut off their electricity, you cut off their water, you cut off all of that, and you're speaking in English. So you didn't do this for the people. You did this for Americans, for propaganda again. You get what I'm saying?
Again. This is all a propaganda machine.
It's a game.
One big game. Don't fall for it. Please do not fall for any of that craziness. Now, I will say this about the Israelites going against the Palestinians. There'd be a lot of agents in the crowd with that, too.
Okay.
And they're there to incite things. They're usually the ones that started off. And everybody else is kind of joined in. So be aware of the agitators in the crowd whose job is just to do that.
Did you see all the people in Grand Central Station?
Yes.
Like, occupying, that was a lot of people.
A lot of people.
And, yo, it was a lot of cops there, too.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you don't realize, like, how big the NYPD budget is.
Oh, yeah, their budget is huge.
They got a lot of cops there,
yep,
bro.
Yeah, and when they want to swarm in on one particular area, they can do so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Let's start taking some questions.
Some questions in here, guys.
Before we get up out of here. No after show tonight. We have some stuff to handle.
We have some real important stuff to handle.
But we got you. We got you, guys.
Did y'all go on the God Power Part 2 with Brother Rich yesterday? No. I was at a kiddie party doing some other stuff. I didn't have time. I'm pretty sure it was a dope event. You heard about Usher's drummer passing away? I did not. I was pressed by a Palestinian in a party this weekend. Wow.
You was what?
It said I was pressed.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I was watching Law & Order SUV in an episode 2016 talking about the vid.
Oh, wow.
Malcolm, any advice for someone trying to start a TV show series online? By the way, we need more skits.
Be consistent.
Yes,
be consistent. Like, that's with anything. Be consistent. That's with working out. It's with writing a book. It's with anything. Be consistent, and then you'll get better. You're not going to start off good, or whatever you're doing is not going to start off very good. If you watch our first podcast, we look crazy.
Yeah.
But if you really work out your craft and you're consistent with it, and you have, like, no choice but to get better.
Yes. That and Malcolm, would you like... and the Urban Nation family like to come to Jersey to receive spa treatments.
Facts.
Okay. All right.
Send us your info.
Yeah.
Because.
Do you really think Matthew Perry died from drowning? I'm not sure.
I saw some numerology around his name, gematria around his name, 38. He was on a friend show. I think 38's friend.
We need to get Ani. So he can break that down. Y'all heard about Suge and Dave May's new podcast?
No.
Collect Call? No. I like that, Collect Call.
That is kind of cool. That is kind of cool.
Yes, consistency is going to do it for you. Because if you get caught into watching numbers, it becomes disheartening. You're trying to lay down a foundation. You're trying to create a vibration that's going to stay the test of time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes 200, 300 shows.
Yeah.
And if you ain't got that, if you ain't built for that, we at show 430.
Yeah, I don't think
take a lot of shows.
Found a groove, like a real true groove until like 150.
By 150. We had an identity.
Yeah.
By show 150 or where this show was going to go or how we was going to lay it all out. Yeah, take about a good 150 shows.
And again, that could sound like, you know, motivating to you or could sound disheartening to you. But again, just if you just go with no just like real... end in sight, just go, you'll be good.
They turned Omar School into a haunted house? Really?
I don't know. Did you see latest episode of Loki? Me and Eli was just talking about it. Fire.
Dot, did you think Star from Star Report is a real informant?
He says he is. He got the snitch hotline. He got the link to file a report.
He just probably...
very unapologetic.
He's trolling. You heard... Dwight Howard out here singing about all the men he been with.
I ain't hear that, man.
Like Will Smith and did. I didn't hear that.
I ain't hear that one, man.
Oh, that might be AI. Be careful because, you know, they'll come out with an AI joke. Of him.
Yeah.
You know, you be careful.
I didn't even think about that.
That's some shit usually Black Dot would say. Malcolm would be like, Dot, stop being goofy.
Do you guys think liquor being sold at a gospel concert is wrong? That is kind of backwards, no?
That's
kind of backwards, right? Unless you say it's the blood of Christ and just serving red wine. I don't know.
Come as you are. why not? Shit.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about integrating AI in your stuff?
We do.
We do somewhat.
You just don't know it.
Subtle.
Yeah. We're not up here. This is AI.
Yeah, AI. Y'all think World War III is close? We're probably in World War III now, but the way social media is constructed, you're living your life without it affecting you at the moment. Very possible. And that's going to be a war of cyber wars and chemtrails. I don't think it's going to be an all out, you know, soldiers on the street kind of war as much as you think it is. And this is about water. This is about cutting off supplies, food, a few bombs.
Money laundering.
Yeah, this is a war. Yeah, we're in a war.
You know what I'm saying? So I would say, you know, I would say like the World War III would be like the carrot, like we're yeah. kind of racing to, like, we could get there. If we vote for Trump again, we could get there.
Mills Lane, I'm new to this live. Where do you guys receive your information from? Well, our information has a 30% accurate rate, yeah. Mills Lane.
We just be making stuff up.
Mills Lane, we just be making stuff up as we go. We find stories and we talk about them. And so don't go to the work tomorrow quoting Black Dot. That's not going to be a good look.
We're joking, but we get a lot of our information from actual articles and
yeah,
websites.
And we throw
our own insight on top
of it. That's what we do. We're having fun throwing our own spin.
And then we talk about rumors. We talk about conspiracy theories.
Yeah, we talk about everything. Yeah.
Because why not?
What do you guys think about all the Halloween shootings going on? Are you guys going out on Halloween? I've been trying to get Malcolm to come out on Halloween so we can snatch some bags for years. Well, he hasn't really
taken
to it. These kids got it too easy. It's too lovely out here.
It is.
Trunk or treat.
It is sweet.
Where cars pop their trunk and all the little kids come out and have candy and they walking up and down. All the stores are nice. No, man, we had to walk in bunches. And all the big kids, I know that's you, Todd. Mm. I know that's you, John. But they had their little, they didn't even have fucking costumes on. They had bags over their head. We're waiting until we get all the candy for the day and snatch our bags. These kids got it too easy.
Yeah.
Too easy out here in these streets. So no one need to come out with his little bag. I run behind him, snatch it. And he needs to be traumatized and let that be a lesson. You just got to keep your head on a swivel out here, young man.
That's funny.
I know you're only three. Keep your head on a swivel.
Do you guys use Alex Jones as a buffer? No, I don't watch Alex Jones. But yeah, say what you want. He be kind of on it. Like they pull up like old videos of like certain topics.
Because watching the conscious community. We've been saying that for 30 years. That was the last time you made a beat. I've never made a beat. I've never been a beat maker. I've smoked some beats, but I've never been a beat maker. You don't make it. Y'all don't make it up, Dot. You're just stretching your shoulder. Oh, I pull my shoulder out when I have to.
Yeah,
Come on, we're joking. What do you guys think about the giant cube next to 911 Memorial tribute and Saturn Satan? I'm not familiar with any of that.
Did you guys see Bush throw out the first pitch of the
119th
World Series,
which is 911 in reverse.
Yeah.
They brought George Bush out.
Yeah.
To throw out the first pitch. They throw it in your face all the time.
Yep.
It's all there for you. And I know Bush is from Texas and all of that old kind of stuff, but come on. The game was tied up with a home run in the ninth and one with a home run in the 11th. Drop the mic.
Yeah.
Drop the mic.
Yeah.
Just saying. Dwayne Wade is leaving Gabrielle. That's what I'm hearing.
I'm hearing rumors.
I'm hearing some rumors out there. That ain't none of my business.
Not that I care.
I'm trying to find out where I can get this fake Birkin bag from and hand the mama Dot so we can go through the airport. You know, get her arrested, you know.
Did you guys hear Kamala Harris say Joe Biden is still alive? No, I didn't. That's what she said? Was that like a slip? Like
a Freudian slip?
Yeah.
Interesting. I haven't heard that.
Interesting.
Yeah, we used to throw eggs, socks with powder in them, and it used to be crazy out in these streets, man.
One time, tell the story. One time, I was sick on Halloween. My mother went out to get some stuff, some soup and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
Marcus was out with his friends. My mother went to the store. She tried to leave the store. A bunch of eggs just almost hit her and stuff like that. She called Step Pops to come to the store to help get her out. Come to find, and then she's in the store like, yo, I can't leave the store. Store owner goes, yo, one of the boys, he always walking around with that big ass dog. We had the big ass dog in the neighborhood.
Oh, shit.
So it was Marcus.
It was Marcus
and his friends not knowing. And he figures it out somehow. I think he hears her. He runs home, tries to act like he was home the whole time.
Great moments.
That was crazy.
Great moments.
That's a great moment. Yeah.
Great stuff, man.
Great stuff. Great stuff. So with that being said.
With that being said, guys, don't forget to like, share, subscribe.
Wait for that announcement. We'll make the announcement.
Yes.
Thursday.
Thursday. We'll make that announcement on Thursday. Shouts out to the members. Shouts out to the morning meetup. We will appreciate you. We'll see you tomorrow morning for the members.
UrbanX.NYC for the spa treatment information.
Info at UrbanX.NYC.
Oh, info at UrbanX.NYC. Info at UrbanX.NYC for the spa information. And I have a special request. If you have Chinese midgets who do massages, if not, I'll take any massage I can get, because I know that's 20 apiece. That 20, yeah. It ain't 40.
It's half price.
I'm not giving y'all 40.
It's half price.
20 and 20.
But I know after the show, we will see you guys on Thursday. And for the members, we'll see you guys tomorrow morning.
Yes, tomorrow morning.
Peace.
Peace.